Have you ever had a prescription and not finished the full course?
Yes, and those were antibiotics. I don't remember the name, but I definitely haven't finished a course of antibiotics before. I was feeling much better, so I just thought I didn't have to take the antibiotics anymore. And then I got sick again 2 weeks later, so lesson learnt.
I've only done that once, but I usually finish the whole script.
And why did you not do it that one time?
I sort of like lost the packet. I couldn't find it. But I know it's bad because I actually do biomedical science, so I know it's bad.
Not really, because my mom is a doctor and she always advised me of what to do.
Yes, I have. It was antibacterial medication for an infection on my wrist I had, and I stopped taking it after it was gone, even though the doctor said to keep going. Probably just out of laziness, mostly.
Have you ever forgotten to take your pills or felt better and decided you didn't need to continue your course? Don't worry, you're not alone. I know I'm certainly guilty of it. In fact, 50% of Australians with chronic conditions don't take their pills as prescribed. It's an issue that causes over 100,000 preventable deaths per year.
My name is Elissa Wietek, and I'm a PhD candidate.
So Elissa, yeah?
I say Elissa.
How do you want me to say?
Elissa, if that's easier for you.
You can be picky. My name's Laura, and it's yeah, just like Laura.
It's spelled Laura, right?
Elissa's thesis at the University of Technology Sydney focuses on how to improve medication adherence. That means listening to your doctor and taking all your drugs. And even she's no model patient.
I'm actually terrible at it. I've been prescribed antibiotics twice in the past year, and both times I completely forgot. It was normally I had to take them after lunch, and I would get so distracted in conversation at lunch that it just slips my mind, and 4 hours later, oh shoot, I forgot to take my pill.
Why do you think we struggle so much to take our medication?
Well, that's a very complex question because human behavior is complex. In the literature, there's found to be 771 different reasons for why people don't take their medications correctly. These can vary from anything simple as just forgetting to take it, or something more complicated like not having access to a healthcare system or a pharmacy.
If you don't take your prescription properly, you're 20% more likely to end up in hospital. And for people with chronic diseases like diabetes, your risk of hospitalization doubles.
Depending on the disease state, it's obviously going to change based on that. But something as severe as cardiovascular heart failure, if you're not taking your drugs for that, you can literally die. But based on severity, it can cause just you not feeling well.
Medication non-adherence is also unhealthy for our healthcare system. It's a huge financial burden. Exactly how much it's costing us is the focus of Rochelle Cutler's thesis.
I'm Rochelle Cutler. I'm a PhD student in the Graduate School of Health.
Rochelle says current estimates aren't based on a standard model. That's what she's trying to develop.
In Australia, it's estimated that non-adherence costs about $7 billion per annum. In the US, it's estimated between $100 to $290 billion. The difficulty with these figures are that they're just estimations and they haven't actually truly been quantified as such.
But it's clear that it's costing us a lot.
And so the costs relate to the increased spending where they end up in hospital. So maybe they'll end up in hospital because they end up having a heart attack or a stroke, or maybe they're going to the GP more often because they're actually getting more sick and their disease is progressing. Or also if they then end up in hospital, it could mean that they need to be put on 5 extra medications potentially because their disease has gotten worse.
This is why Elissa thinks it's in everyone's best interest to do something about non-adherence. For people who are just forgetful, special packaging or pill boxes, alarms or reminders can be a good solution. But Elissa says intentional offenders are more difficult to convert.
This is something that gets more complicated because you have to actually change human behavior and you have to motivate a patient to want to change. So it's something similar to like alcoholism or smoking cessation where the patient has to want to make that change or otherwise it's not going to have any effect. So there are techniques like this called motivational interviewing or cognitive behavioral therapy.
What Elissa proposes in her thesis is to train up pharmacists to have short, empathetic conversations with patients about the importance of finishing the full course of their prescriptions. She says pharmacists are an underutilized resource because they are a major point of contact for patients.
So normally if it's a new drug, you should have a counseling session as is, but this maybe would add a minute or two onto the counseling session to just make sure that you understand the importance and to see if you have any concerns about it. What we would do in an ideal world would be target non-adherent patients. So you can actually see, based on a patient's dispensing history, if they pick up their repeats on time. So if they're, you know, missing a month, obviously they're not taking their drugs every day as prescribed. You would target those patients to have maybe a longer discussion with them to see what concerns and issues they're having, what difficulties, if you can find a solution for them.
She says evidence shows interaction with patients leads to better medication adherence.
Patients, you know, have concerns and questions that they won't bring up unless a pharmacist questions them on it. A lot of patients are afraid of side effects, or they don't understand why their medication works or what the importance of it is. And it's a pharmacist's job to tell them that. And I think just a simple conversation can really convince a patient to want to take their drugs, to see the importance of it, to want to live longer, to see a family member grow, something like this.
The costs of training pharmacists and paying for their extra time could put off policymakers. But since medication non-adherence costs an estimated $7 billion, it does seem worth it. Especially because it's our health and not just our hip pocket that's at risk.